Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 15th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm thinking about all the missions that I'm thankful for right now, especially for the Builders for Christ and those who went on that trip and were able to return safely from Logan, Ohio. I'm also grateful for the mission of Mountain Brook Baptist to serve children, all the volunteers with Vacation Bible School this past week. It was wonderful. I am also thankful to the Lord as we look forward next week to the family mission trip in Orlando, Florida with Horizon City Church. As we lift our hearts to the Lord today, being mindful that we know Him more through His Word, and through His Spirit, we pray, Lord, for each of these ministries, for Ebenezer Baptist Church, for Mountain Brook Baptist Church, and for Horizon City Church, that You would continue to grow Your Word and Your Gospel in each of these locations, and that You would use us as conduits of Your love and grace. We have a lot of scripture to cover today, and I really don't want to cut any of it. So, buckle up. Genesis chapter 42, this is Joseph's brothers going to Egypt. Y'all, this is such an interesting story, and sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction, you know what I mean? I love that we have this preserved for us, that God's word is so rich, so deep, so helpful. When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you just keep looking at each other?" He continued, "I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us, so that we may live and not die." Then 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with the others, because he was afraid that harm might come to him. So Israel's sons were among those who went down to buy grain, for there was a famine in the land of Canaan also. Now Joseph was the governor of the land, the person who sold grain to all its people. So when Joseph's brothers arrived, they bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. As soon as Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them. But he pretended to be a stranger and spoke harshly to them. "Where do you come from?" he asked. "From the land of Canaan," they replied, "to buy food." Although Joseph recognized his brothers, they did not recognize him. Then he remembered his dreams about them and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see where our land is unprotected." "No, my lord," they answered. "Your servants have come to buy food. We are all the sons of one man. Your servants are honest men, not spies." "No," he said to them, "you have come to see where our land is unprotected." But they replied, "Your servants were 12 brothers, the son of one man, who lives in the land of Canaan. The youngest is now with our father, and one is no more." Joseph said to them, "It is just as I told you, you are spies, and this is how you will be tested. As surely as Pharaoh lives, you will not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of your number to get your brother. The rest of you will be kept in prison, so that your words may be tested to see if you are telling the truth. If you are not, then as surely as Pharaoh lives, you are spies." And he put them all in custody for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers stay here in prison while the rest of you go and take grain back for your starving households." But you must bring your youngest brother to me, so that your words may be verified and that you may not die." This they proceeded to do. They said to one another, "Surely we are being punished because of our brother. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but we would not listen. That's why this distress has come on us." Reuben replied, "Didn't I tell you not to sin against the boy? But you wouldn't listen. Now we must give an account for his blood." They did not realize that Joseph could understand them, since he was using an interpreter. He turned away from them and began to weep, but then came back and spoke to them again. He had Simeon taken from them and bound before their eyes. Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain, to put each man's silver back in his sack, and to give them provisions for their journey. After this was done for them, they loaded their grain on their donkeys and left. At the place where they stopped for the night, one of them opened his sack to get feed for his donkey, and he saw his silver in the mouth of his sack. "My silver has been returned," he said to his brothers. "Here it is in my sack." Their hearts sank, and they turned to each other, trembling, and said, "What is this God has done to us?" When they came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them. They said, "The man who is Lord over the land spoke harshly to us and treated us as though we were spying on the land. But we said to him, 'We are honest men, we are not spies. We were 12 brothers, sons of one father. One is no more, and the youngest is now with our father in Canaan.' Then the man who is Lord over the land said to us, 'This is how I will know whether you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take food for your starving households and go. But bring your youngest brother to me, so I will know that you are not spies but honest men. Then I will give your brother back to you, and you can trade in the land.'" As they were emptying their sacks, there in each man's sack was his pouch of silver. When they and their father saw the money pouches, they were frightened. Their father Jacob said to them, "You have deprived me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more, and now you want to take Benjamin? Everything is against me." Then Reuben said to his father, "You may put both of my sons to death if I do not bring him back to you. Entrust him to my care, and I will bring him back." But Jacob said, "My son will not go down there with you. His brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm comes to him on the journey you are taking, you will bring my gray head down to the grave in sorrow." Do you know what's going to happen next? It seems right now that Jacob is dead set against letting Benjamin go to the land of Egypt. But we will learn that when he is hungry, he has to change his mind. Now let's move on over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 5. I want you to think about the most bitter thing you have ever tasted. Proverbs says that sin can seem sweet going down, but it's going to leave a bitter taste behind, bitter as gall, or as some translations say, wormwood. Proverbs chapter 5 reminds us of the folly of adultery and the high cost of infidelity. Each month on the fifth day, Wayne reminds me that the Proverbs say, "Drink water from your own cistern." And so even though we weren't supposed to read verse 15, we're going to read part of it just for you, Wayne. My son, pay attention to wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion, and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smooth, smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel, lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich the house of another. At the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, "How I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors. And I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people." Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. We may need to read verse 18 to clarify that one. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let us continue to pray for Ebenezer Baptist Church, for Mountain Brook Baptist Church, and all the children who came to be a part of Vacation Bible School and the families that they represent, and for Horizon City Church, and for our mission team, many of whom will be leaving on Saturday and some Sunday in order to go and serve in Orlando, Florida. Will you pray with me? Father, we do thank you for your word. We're amazed by it, the detail in Joseph's life, the recounting of how your faithful love was on display. We also thank you for the Proverbs. Help us, Lord, not to want sin, something that looks so good, but really in the end just causes bitterness. Guard our paths, Lord. May your good spirit lead us on level paths. Teach us to do your will. Help us to love your discipline and not to spurn correction. Lord, would you surprise my brothers and sisters today with something that reminds them of your faithful love. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.